Oh wow, Router Protocol is shutting down and burning 303 million root tokens. That is a huge move, and I can see why it would grab so much attention in crypto.
It is a big announcement, but I think it should be understood as a wind down process rather than just a token collapse.
Right. In practice, it sounds like the team is ending active operations, development, or public-facing services, and at the same time taking a deliberate step to reduce the token supply.
Exactly. The central argument is that the shutdown and the token burn are best seen as a transition.
On the surface, the burn may look like a final cleanup.
In reality, it may also be an effort to manage supply, reduce speculation, and create a clearer end-of-life structure for Root.
For holders, that does not automatically make the move bullish, but it could make the token's future more predictable by removing a large portion of circulating supply.
Yes, because a token burn is a permanent reduction in supply.
Burn tokens are typically sent to an unused or inaccessible address, making them effectively unspendable.
That reduces circulating supply, and it can affect market perception depending on demand, liquidity, and investor sentiment.
In this case, the scale is really significant.
Burning 303 million root tokens is not a minor adjustment. It is a major supply event that can influence how traders, long-term holders, and analysts view the asset.
So the key question is not only how many tokens are being removed, but why the burn is happening at the same time as the protocol shuts down.
There are several possible reasons. One is supply cleanup.
Reducing the number of tokens in circulation after a project winds down can help avoid unnecessary volatility from unused or overallocated tokens.
Another is trust signaling.
The burn may show that the team is acting in a structured way rather than abandoning the project abruptly.
Then there's a tokenomics reset.
A smaller supply may make the remaining tokens more meaningful if there is still demand for the asset.
And finally, market clarity. Tying the burn to the shutdown may help holders understand what happens next.
Investor reactions will probably be mixed.
Yes. Some holders may view the burn as a responsible move because it reduces the risk of future supply pressure.
But others may see the shutdown itself as a negative sign, especially if they were expecting continued development, incentives, or ecosystem activity.
The market reaction will likely depend on several factors, including how much of the total supply was burned, whether liquidity remains for Root, how clearly the team explains next steps, whether the burn is verifiable and irreversible, and whether the shutdown affects active users or is mostly symbolic.
The burn may soften the impact of the shutdown, but it does not remove uncertainty.
Investors will still need to assess what, if anything, remains after the protocol stops operating.
It is not a simple positive or negative event. It changes the long-term outlook for Root, while potentially creating a cleaner structure for the remaining supply.
A broader lesson for crypto holders is that token projects can change direction quickly.
Some tokens are tied to a specific utility, ecosystem, or development phase rather than permanent growth.
A shutdown with a token burn may be handled transparently, but it still highlights the importance of research before holding an asset.
Understanding a project's lifecycle, token distribution, and exit or wind down process can be important when unexpected changes occur.
From here, the focus will likely shift to execution.
Observers will want to see whether the 303 million root token burn is carried out as described, whether the shutdown process is transparent, and whether there are final details about liquidity, governance, or remaining use cases.
Clear timelines and verifiable actions could reduce confusion.
Without them, the announcement may lead to further speculation and volatility.
In summary, Router Protocol's shutdown and token burn are a significant supply and governance event.
The burn may reduce supply and provide a cleaner endpoint, but the shutdown itself still changes the long-term outlook for Root.
For holders, the next phase will depend less on hype and more on clarity, transparency, and how well the project manages its final steps.